This episode of the Topcast is proudly supported by Tonebase.co and Rock Out Loud.
So Zoom is, they're all actually platforms for presentations and they're platforms for video conferencing. So they really rely on the video. They're not so concerned about audio because they're really video platforms, right? They do presentations, you can share your screen, but that's kind of the extent of it. So I realize that they put a lot of compression on there because they want to try to get as much noise out. So they'll filter it, and they'll filter a lot of frequencies that us musicians really need. But they don't really care about us. It's not catered to us. So I really wanted to focus on the niche market, which is music instructors and coaches and educators like ourselves.
Welcome back, teachers, to the Topcast, the official music teachers podcast. You're listening to episode number 199. Yes, very exciting time because we're almost at episode number 200, and I'm going to tell you about that one later on in this episode. A very special welcome to my Top Music Pro teachers. How is everyone going? I hope you are doing well and are excited about today's episode. I certainly am, because in today's episode, you're going to meet the fantastic Mike Grande. He's the founder of Rock Out Loud Live, a new online lesson platform that has outclassed Zoom in sound quality and onboard lesson options. I've been testing it and I can conclusively say that the audio quality is much better, and there's a whole lot of other new features as well that you can get, and it's at a price that's cheaper. In fact, it's free for starters, and it's cheaper than Zoom. So what possibly have you got to lose by checking it out? We're going to unpack everything to do with rockoutloud.live in today's episode. Now, if you've been trying to rebuild your studio recently due to dropping enrollments, or perhaps you're trying to launch a new income stream on the side to bring in some well-needed cash, then don't do this alone. Join us in Evolution. It's our new membership tier here at Top Music Pro. You can find out all about it at topmusicpro.com or head to musicteacherstartup.com. My guest today is Mike Grande. He's the owner of two music schools, one in New York and one in New Jersey. In November 2019, after spending over $650,000 building out his New Jersey school, Rock Out Loud, he was told that he had to close due to COVID-19. As the music education world went to Zoom for virtual music lessons, Mike decided to accelerate the production of his own virtual music lesson portal. It's called rockoutloud.live, and that's what we're unpacking in today's episode. Welcome to the show, Mike Grande.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's actually an honor to be on your show. I mean, you're a famous guy in the States.
Anyway, oh, stop,
I don't know
stop.
If you're as famous in Australia, but you're certainly famous in the States. That's for sure. Well, thank you.
Well, it's a real pleasure. And you are building your notoriety as well for all the right reasons, which we're going to be talking about today. But we had to mention that July 17, which is the air date for this episode, is actually a very special day for you. And this just happened. We've just only just worked this out. It just happened to coincide with a few things that are very special to you. So tell us why this is an important day for you.
Well, fortunately, we have Zoom, because the look on your face when I said July 17th is my favorite day in the entire universe, you looked at me like, yeah, right, that's a bunch of crap. And I'm like, no, the reason why is July 17th is the day my father was born. July 17th, 1955 was the day Disneyland was opened by my uncle Walt Disney.
Wait. Your uncle?
No, I call Uncle Walt.
Okay,
because I'm so close to him. Okay. I can't even think about the guy. He could very well have been my uncle. Capturing your face was great. And then the third one was July 17th was the day I was handed the keys to open Rock Out Loud, which is my music school in Jersey. It just opened up. And now you're telling me July 17th. So the universe likes me today.
That is very cool. Well, look, we're going to hear about your music schools in a second, but that's not what today's focus is. It's actually about this crazy idea you've had to compete with Zoom and release a brand new online teaching video conferencing system designed just for music teachers. And it's called rockoutloud.live. Are you the craziest man on the planet?
I am. And you know what's even crazier, Tim? I'm so glad I get to see your face as I talk to you. I registered two domains yesterday, The Zoom Killer and IKilledZoom.com. So if you go to IKilledZoom.com, IKilledZoom.com is registered now. It will take you to, and I want your audience to really just look at this website where it's just two videos. The first video literally shows you how I am up against Zoom and the audio quality is just so dramatically different. It's got to make you think twice and say, I got to try this thing out. And it's free to try out. So you can do that.
Yep. I actually want to play a little bit of that during today's episode when we talk about audio quality, because it's one of the big features of what you've put together. And I've been blown away. I've been testing it myself. I've been sharing it with some of my team and also even my own children's teacher who's been doing some tests with a variety of instruments. So it's been fascinating to hear the feedback. And one of those biggest benefits has been the audio quality, because we know how frustrating that is. But before we get there, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're quite a fascinating guy and you're not just a musician as well. So let's just go back. Give us a bit of the background on Mike Grande.
Sure. Well, I probably will be the first person on Top Music, or the Tim Toppin podcast, which is the most successful failure you have ever met in the music business. I wanted to be the next Jimmy Page or Joe Satriani, and just didn't work out. So actually, my wife proposes to me when I have my real long hair. I'm in a rock and roll band, and I had to say yes at that point. And I had to get a real job, a dental plan, medical benefits. So I quit the band and went back to college, became a high school teacher, and realized the pay was so low. I ended up getting into the technology world. And today I am a chief technology officer, chief information security officer, and a certified ethical hacker for a tremendous financial institution on Park Avenue in New York City.
Unbelievable. What was it? Certified organic free-range hacker? What was it?
It's a certified ethical hacker. It's the difference between a cop and a robber. A cop carries the gun and he's licensed. The robber is not licensed. He's a bad guy. So I make sure the bad guys don't come around the financial institutions.
And so you've got the skills personally to hack into systems, which is called penetration testing, I believe.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And you're actually paid by companies to do that, to test their defenses.
No, I'm actually working for one company exclusively. I could do that, but my whole thing is working for one company. And that's what I'm there to be, their technology guy. And when you have a financial institution that gets billions and billions of dollars invested every year, they want to know that their products are safe, their information is safe, their personal identities and information. So that's why they keep people like me around.
It sounds super risky and super stressful.
It is.
But that is really just a side gig, of course, because you also own a couple of music schools. So for our listeners who don't know Mike, he's like an onion. We can just keep on peeling back the layers and there's more and more to him. And I've only peeled a few layers back in our previous conversations, Mike. So you better tell us about your music. You said that you got all serious after you got married and you got the real job and all that kind of stuff. But when did you decide to get into music teaching and then building a school?
Well, that's a great question. I started teaching at like 15 years old. And that was what I was making all my money on up until like 28, when my wife decides to pull the trigger and propose to me. And at that point, I couldn't do that anymore because, again, I needed the medical benefits. I was getting married. I needed a dental plan and all that stuff. So I did get a real job, but about 2 or 3 years into it, I'm still teaching on and off on the weekends. And then I moved from Brooklyn to Staten Island, and nobody knew how to teach music there. Nobody. So I just said to my students at the time who were coming in from Brooklyn to Staten Island, I said, if I build a school here and I finance the whole thing, are you willing to take the job opportunity and teach the way I've taught you? And they all said yes. And we became the biggest music school on Staten Island because of it. And that's how it started to grow. And my passion has grown and grown and grown while I'm actually working in the city. So it's a tough thing to juggle. But, I've been fortunate to use my bonuses to pour into my music school, whether it's marketing or building it to the way I really wanted it to be. So that's how I'm able to juggle both the music school and my IT career.
It still must be incredibly time consuming. And I mean, for most people running one school, and in fact, we'll talk about the fact that you've just started another location. To do that on top of what sounds like a full-time job in another industry, I mean, how are you able to do all of that?
It's finding the right people. You know, it's if you get the right people and you know where to sit them on the bus, everything runs so super smooth. And I found a lot of wrong people to get to a lot of right people. And, delegation. That's how I'm able to do a lot of it in my music schools. I think I have over 20 music coaches and I have 2 separate locations. You delegate them to the right people. I never, ever hire people who have a lot of experience in teaching music. I like to train them and home grow them. And if you're coming from a totally different field, like I hired somebody who worked for Disney because I knew that they have an ethic, a work ethic that Disney requires you to be at a certain level. And as soon as I heard that she worked for Disney, she had no experience, took her and she's running my school and she's absolutely superb, fantastic. So it's knowing how to hire, who to hire, and how to delegate. And once you can let that go, you can work on your business and not in your business. That's a great transition.
You dropped a little reference about getting the right people on the bus. Was that a Jim Collins reference?
It is. Jim Rohn. Yes, and Jim Rohn too.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Jim,
yeah.
Yeah, so important. And then just before COVID-19 hit, you started another school location. Is that right?
Yes, in November. I started it November 2nd. We opened. It was our grand opening. I was handed the keys July 17th to build it, but November 2nd, we opened it. And then literally 3.5, 4 months later, we have to close.
Mm.
So we lost everybody. And we must have had maybe, let's call it 10 or 15 people who were still enrolled. I decided to give everybody back their money and say, we're going to teach everybody for free. And we'll do that for the next couple of months until we open. And then when we open, we'll just, you know, we'll go back to charging you. So this month we opened, June 15th we opened, and we opened up with 53 students that signed up. So it worked.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And what's your capacity at that new school? What's your goal number of students?
540.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. And now that things are reopening, how long are you giving yourself to try and get back there? Or get to there, I should say.
That's a great question. I would anticipate it's probably a few years. If I can get to, you know, cross the 100 mark every year or so, maybe 3 or 4 years, I'll get to that 540.
Great. And how many students in the first school, which is in, that's the Staten Island one, right?
Yeah, we had over almost 250. Yep. And we lost about half of them because of the COVID-19. And then we're getting them back. As soon as we reopen, they'll be back. So
we'll
hopefully get back to that 250 mark soon. And that's at capacity. We can't even go past 250.
Okay. And so New York is reopening slowly.
Very, very slowly. But it's even if you're open, you don't know if the people are going to want to be comfortable or feel comfortable enough to go back in and start lessons. So that's another challenge.
All right. So tell us about the genesis of working on Rock Out Loud, because I remember when I first started seeing your posts about this new platform that you'd built, I thought, my golly, he must have like 1,000 people developing for him, or this has actually been a longer term project than it looks like. So you started a while ago, right?
Yeah, it started almost 3 years ago, and I've been working with developers now, and I built it so it worked perfectly with no latency on a regular PC as an application. And I don't know if you know TakeLessons.com. Gentleman named Stephen Cox is a great guy. We became friends and he saw the application, loved it. He said, you know, Mike, to be honest with you, you built a PC application here and most of our clients, they use iPads and iPhones. You really need to make this web-based. So I literally had a pivot, which I did, and came out with this rockoutloud.live, all web-based. And, you know, like I said earlier before, we really focused on that codec. We focused on a lot of the challenges that things like Zoom, BlueJeans, Skype, they can't really cater to, the music folks like you and I. We need audio to sound good. We need the simplicity because if a 7-year-old kid's logging in. So I took everything that I built for this PC application, integrated it with the web platform, and so far it's been in beta testing now for about 7 weeks and it's been holding up real strong.
It's really good. Can you explain in layman's terms why Zoom struggles with audio and how you fixed it? Because I know it's quite complex. Yes. Don't give away your trade secrets, but you mentioned the word codec, which I'm sure most of my listeners won't have ever heard before. How does it work and how have you made it better?
So Zoom is, they're all actually platforms for presentations and they're platforms for video conferencing. So they really rely on the video. They're not so concerned about audio because they're really video platforms, right? They do presentations, you can share your screen, but that's kind of the extent of it. So I realized that they put a lot of compression on there because they want to try to get as much noise out. So they'll filter it and they'll filter a lot of frequencies that us musicians really need. But they don't really care about us. It's not catered to us. So I really wanted to focus on the niche market, which is music instructors and coaches and educators like ourselves. So first and foremost, we built the codec that doesn't rely on the compression. It's almost like a very raw codec that we were able to integrate with this. It's more stable. It's cleaner and clearer, as you can tell. And just again, if you want to go ikilledzoom.com, you can hear the codec difference between a Zoom call and between a Rock Out Loud call. It's identical in terms of the acoustic guitar and the technology. We went from New Jersey to California. And it's about 2,800 mile distance. So it's, you know, the bandwidth was the same. You could clearly hear the difference. The codecs are the difference between making something sound good. And when you use like Logic Pro or Pro Tools, they all use codecs. They're converters. Look at it that way. It's like a converter for audio.
Well, Mike, let's actually have a listen now to that recording that you've been talking about. I think this is a good time to do it. So what you're going to hear in this recording is Mike playing his guitar and you're going to be hearing it from the California end, I think, which is not where you are. So across the country. And after that, you're going to hear, there's a second part to the audio where you actually show an on-screen equalizer, yep. right? So for those of you who are listening to this, if you want to actually watch what's going on in this next little audio clip, then just jump on our show notes. We'll put a link to the YouTube clip. But let's have a listen to that now, and then we can have a quick chat when that finishes.
You bet. And that's basically that same video I posted it on ikilledzoom.com. So they'll see the whole video too. So yeah, if you want to see it. All right, go for it.
Okay, so this is the sample audio from Zoom. And now this is the sample audio from Rock Out Loud. Rock Out Loud displays a balanced EQ with a full low end and a sharp and clear high end. The Zoom audio, it's a bit dull and thin, lacking clarity in the low end and a sharp cut in the high end.
So, Mike, I reckon that is a pretty clear. Like, it sounds like the difference between a home bedroom mix on GarageBand and a fully professional mastered version. Like, it That's is right. considerable, right? Particularly that second one where you show the equalization.
That's exactly right. And that was what we were going for. And we also made this particular platform, and we're actually touching on such a small part of what this platform does. But I didn't realize for most music schools, because I've been using this platform forever, I didn't realize most music schools are struggling with audio, because I fixed a lot of other things Zoom and all these other companies have issues with. But yeah, you could literally see that. And what my program does is if there's a problem with bandwidth and you have video and you have audio, it's going to degrade the video and not the audio. Zoom is the polar opposite.
Which is the opposite.
So that's exactly right. So again, we also offer a free version. So there's nothing stopping you from even trying this out for yourself to even hear the difference as well.
Well, just before we go into some of those other differences and the features that you've built into it, which are very, very, very cool. Imagine that you're going to be banking on a lot of teachers continuing online lessons past our lockdowns and things. How do you see the future of music teaching from that perspective?
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me that. And, you know, strangely enough, we have 53 people that just registered. I would say about 25 are still doing virtual, and not so much for the reason that they're not comfortable. We have people now that's heard about what we do, and they're totally out of state. We're teaching people in New York City and Connecticut, and they've heard about the platform, and they're going to maintain lessons with us on this virtual platform because there's just so much value you get with this particular platform as opposed to just a regular Zoom call, which we'll get into. But I think it's a hybrid model now. I don't think, I mean, I've been listening to almost all of your podcasts over the past few weeks, and that's all you're talking about. And I think a lot of teachers agree it's going to be a hybrid model. And what if there's a second round to this? They're anticipating a second round in the States in November. And I know where you guys are, I was told by you earlier that they're already anticipating a second round. And lockdown starts.
Yeah, exactly right. The other great thing about the hybrid lesson approach is that you can, of course, appeal to people who aren't in your local area too, which is a huge bonus for teachers. While it may not be, you know, the perfect hallelujah style of lesson for some teachers, there's also so many benefits too. And you're right, we've been talking about that a little bit. Denny had me on his podcast to talk about it too. It's been fascinating to hear just how innovative this lockdown has made so many industries, which is cool. So let's talk about some of those other features that you've built into Rock Out Loud. And I have to say that the next most cool thing that I remember as I was exploring it was the on-screen chord symbols and sheet music. So tell us what you've been able to offer here.
Sure. Well, first, if we could address all of the issues, a lot of people that we were dealing with who was using Zoom or FaceTime, they're coming from other schools to come to us because they were frustrated with that process. There's a registration process. You have to set up an email address. So most kids don't even have emails. So that was one issue. So we wanted to simplify it where you put your name in and you join the room. And that's what we did. So I used a lot of my background and we've actually connected this through peer-to-peer, which means it's a more secure connection. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the security of somebody hijacking it. anything's possible. I don't want to ever say that it's not possible.
Sure.
That's removed out of the equation. So we made it completely streamlined and simple. So you put your name and you join the room. But then when you log in, the teacher, the coach, has all of these resources that you would never, ever imagine in any other online platform. And just to go back to a demonstration I had with one of these investors in Menlo Park that heard about this particular platform, he wanted to see it for himself because he too is an investor. He's also a guitar player. He goes, I believe that this platform can remove music teachers and music students being in the same room. I think it's more efficient. And I said, well, what are you talking about? That's a model that's been going on for hundreds of years. He said, because if you walk in and you ask to learn a song, let's call it Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, and that teacher doesn't know that song, that teacher's got to go on YouTube. They have to learn it. They have to draw it out, put out the tablature, show them the chords. So I do a 30-minute lesson. It's like 13 minutes that's just assigned to that teacher learning a song that you wanted to come in. But with my platform, as soon as you log in as a coach, you have the ability to search any song ever written. And within 2 seconds or less, and I promise you it's 2 seconds or less.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, it pops up. You get the tablature right there. And you have all of the chords right there. So as soon as that pops up, it goes right to the student side. And on their screen is the entire song of Sweet Child of Mine, all of the music, all the tablature. And then the teacher has the ability to select chords, which means every single chord that teacher selects, it instantaneously shows up right there in real time on the student's screen, and the student gets to download it. So this particular investor said, what you're doing within under 5 seconds, it takes an average teacher who doesn't know a song that they've never heard 12 to 13 minutes. So you're getting a 30-minute music lesson. If you go to a music school, you're probably getting 17 or 18 minutes. So he made a really good point. So this portal, as a coach, or an educator, as an instructor, as a teacher, gives you the ability to access any song that's free right now on the internet. Mm. So I said to myself, self, what happens if there is no song? There's a brand new song that Disney comes out and Tim's got the piano parts down, but it's not out yet. You can simply notate it, select PDF, and you can upload that PDF directly into your portal and in real time show your student. It shows up right on their screen. They can download it. And that also brings in another one of the pain points. What are the other pain points? Ready? We've been teaching kids, or people were teaching kids, and the lessons were never practiced. The kid never took the lesson that they did. The next week would come and they'd be like, yeah, my mom didn't print it out. My printer's broken. It was caught in spam. We never got the email. That's a pain point. But now when you take this lesson and your student right there in the middle of the session hits the download button, it goes right to their smartphone, their iPad, their computer, their Mac, whatever they're using. And now they're having their lesson right in front of them. No more excuses. No more printers broken, caught in spam. No more my mom didn't give me the email. Nobody, the dog ate my lesson. Those excuses are gone. So you have all of these functions and features that you would use and utilize during a music lesson at any given moment within the app. And going back to that upload PDF, what I've done is I've digitized every one of my instructional books. So when I'm teaching somebody or my coaches are teaching somebody, we simply upload page 53. It might be the song Frozen by Disney. And we just pick up where we left off. We have our entire digital library right there. So you get the ability to make this customized as much as you'd like by adding whatever songs you'd like to add.
Yeah, it's been great for me because I can have a chord chart that I already have written out for another student or something. I can quickly scan it in, upload it, and bang, it's on the student's end. And the thing that I was most impressed by was the speed at which you can do it. So there's a little icon in the top left. You click it once. There's a search box. You type in the name of your song. It shows up. You press one button and the student sees it. And you can see the chords and how to play them on both guitar and piano. And I know that you're expanding this repertoire base all the time, which has been great. So I remember trying it for Hotel California or one of those songs that I like using that use a lot of simple chords. Bang, the students got it in front of them. I think it's really remarkable. And I don't want to skip over the fact that you mentioned the sign-up process as well at the start. It is the fact that for Zoom, you do have to download a client at both ends and you have to have an account and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to do that with Rock Out Loud. You just go to the webpage, put in your name, and you've got the link. And then you're in. That's it. It's amazing.
That's it. So we wanted to compete against Zoom. So we have the free version. And the free version offers you all of the functions and features of the audio codec. So you get to enjoy that for free. You get to also upload all of your PDFs for free. So if you just want to do trumpet or violin, You don't have to pay for a license if you don't want. The only downfall is the custom ID. So you can put top music there. If you've paid for a license, which is $9.95 for a single license, which is an unlimited amount of students. So you have 100 students. I think it comes down to like maybe 15 cents a student per week when you think about it. So you ideally, you have now a custom link. So it could be rockoutloud.live/top music. And that's your link. So you can basically share that with all of your students. There's a waiting room. So if the student comes a little early or you're in the middle of a lesson, you're notified. Yeah, the student sits there. And then basically you can share that. So the student basically puts their name in it and just hits join. That's the simplicity of it. That's how great it is.
Mm, that's right. And then there's no stuffing around with audio settings and turning off original sound and all that kind of stuff, which is a real relief to all teachers listening. Does it work on phones and tablets? You mentioned that before, but is that... What about for the teacher end? Do they need to be on a laptop?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up. I almost forgot. Yes, the teacher, because there's so much real estate that needs to be used, I really hope that coaches would use, whether it's a laptop, you can use any like Chromebook, PCs, Macs. It works on anything. Google Chrome is the best. It's also the most secure platform out there. Use Google Chrome, but it won't work as a coach on an iPad or an iPhone or an Android simply because there's just too many things. You have search buttons in there. You have all the chords that are in there. It would be too tedious to go back and forth with your fingers, and it wouldn't make it a productive lesson. So for that reason, all the coaches would use a laptop, a Mac, Chromebook, whatever it is. It's their discretion.
The virtual lessons with Zoom driving you mad? Audio issues? Trouble connecting? RockOutLoud.live is a virtual music lesson video platform made for music teachers who want to provide their students with the ultimate virtual music lesson experience. Inside the RockOutLoud.live video application, you'll have access to resources like sheet music searches of a library of songs, along with chords you can share across screens to your students in real time. Plus, your student can download their virtual lesson notes while inside the virtual session. It's cheaper than Zoom and gives you lots of the tools to teach an interactive lesson. I've personally been testing RockOutLoud.live with my students and also asking other teachers I know to try it out, and the feedback has been phenomenal. The ease at which you can connect with your students, the sound quality, and also the ability to share on-screen chord charts, chord symbols, and lead sheets is just phenomenal. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for a free 7-day trial by visiting RockOutLoud.live now.
Now, you sound like you're a bit of a miracle man, Mike. Have you been able to solve the issue of being able to play in real time a duet with our students?
I knew you were going to ask that question. I've only done it if you use
dedicated hardware. Come on, you fixed everything else.
If you have dedicated hardware on a PC, I have done it. It's patent pending, as a matter of fact. The codecs involved with that using ASIO for All actually works. They say that latency is anything under 5 milliseconds. So I think that's what they say from what I've read. And we've got it to about 3.8 to 4. So that's the best we've got. And it's tough for the ear to really even catch on to that. But that's hopefully we'll be able to take what I've done on the application level and bring it on a web platform. That's something I'm hoping to do.
Right. Okay. So it's about the platform that contributes to the latency, is it? Where you're viewing the room?
It's sort of. So like my application was able to use all of these codecs, and you take a USB port and you plug your guitar into it. And once you do that and you're able to use the power of the PC to codec and to divert sounds and to customize the latencies, you can't do that on this web application.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, we'll stay tuned for the repeat podcast when you've been able to solve that problem because everyone will be delighted.
Absolutely. And you know, there's another feature that you don't get with any other platform. And that feature is you can get my email address and full contact and you get me anytime. And that was the beauty of running this in beta mode. The people like Jarrett Laws, Sean Reams, Danny Thompson, Dave Simon, all those folks would say, hey, what about this? What about that? This has been a work in progress with a group of professionals who have been basically saying these are the wants and needs that we could really use. And they've all been integrated. And those features, I think, are real important. So if you're a music educator, I would just employ it just to give this a shot. And if there's something that you don't like about it, somebody called me up today from Pennsylvania and said, hey, could you do this, 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 and this? I said, absolutely. And that'll be in the next round. So you have the ability to call me up and say, listen, this is an ad that I'd love to have. You're not going to get that with Zooms of the world, the Blue Jeans, the WebEx, the Skypes.
I'm still waiting on a support request with Zoom. I've been waiting 1 month. And they email me each week. It's an automated email saying, have you solved your problem? Click here to cancel this ticket. Like it's so, and I've been watching, because I'm in a number of the groups that you're in on Facebook, I've been watching the progress of this and the way you've been able to iterate new features and bring them out and tell everyone about it and then get some more feedback and then go and do it again. It's been remarkable. I don't know how you've got any sleep in the last 3 months, but we're all very thankful that you've been able to do it.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it, because these things that I would have never thought of, and I give you that perfect example, the Manny Cam. Danny Thompson said, Mike, I could really use multiple cameras. That's going to be on, I think, the second or third version of this, and that's what he's going to see in those versions. So, you know, as people are asking me and requesting things, those are things I'm going to ask for, I'm going to integrate. You know, another struggle which a lot of folks have with the Zooms and stuff, I would say anybody, even yourself, if you use Zoom to teach, teaching with your fingers is so difficult to put your fingers up to a camera and show somebody. The first and foremost is the strings on guitars look backwards. The kids are very difficult, have a lot of difficulty figuring that out. With this application, if you just scroll your mouse over the chord, it enlarges it for the student. So they have this big picture of where to put their fingers, what strings to play, what strings are open. So these are super important features for them. Which we're also going to be in another revision is having the flip screen so the student can see an exact image of how their hand should look. Because sometimes the reverse guitars, the reverse piano has been very difficult. And this integrates very nicely with Logic Pro X. For you piano players, if you integrate that, you can put the piano right inside your screen and you can actually teach your lesson, which is a phenomenal tool for you piano players.
So that brings up the if you USB into Rock Out Live, you can see the keyboard on screen, are you saying?
Yep, with Logic Pro X. Yep, you can do that. We have coaches in Staten Island doing that all the time.
Yeah, right. Okay, there you go. Another cool feature. Yeah. They just keep on coming.
And wait, let's go more. Wait, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. So as far as the screen sharing, people might say, well, you know, Tim, this is the same thing as screen sharing. It's not, Tim. It's the difference is that when you screen share something, it wipes out every view or every person on your screen and they see what you see. That's a presentation. That's not the way we do lessons. When we do lessons, we have a piece of sheet music and the teacher and the student, they look at that piece of music. I mean, that's the way we do things, right? So this is the ability to, inside that screen, look at the same sheet of music in the same place as your student without taking your face out of the picture. And you could also do some great things, like if you have groups, this can hold up to 35 people comfortably. It caps out at 75, but it does hold up to 35 people comfortably. If you ever wanted to do like an exam of some sorts where you want to post a question like name the notes in A dominant seventh, and you know it's A, C sharp, E, G, and whoever says it first, you know, wins. You can't do that on a screen share. You can't see them. You can't interact. You can't see if people are Googling the answer or they're typing it in on their computer. Now you're able to see them because you're inside this application with the actual lesson that you're showing them. So it makes a lot of fun little exercises that you could do with your groups.
A lot of piano teachers have put overhead cameras so that people can see what's going on in their hands. How does Rock Out Loud cope with an overhead, like a second camera view?
So you have to simply do that in your settings. And this is all real time. It doesn't have anything to do with the call. It doesn't interrupt it at all. I could take mics on and off and you'll never lose the connectivity of the session. So they could just go into the settings and select it. It recognizes it's plug and play immediately. But then next, I think the second or third revision based on a Danny Thompson request was multiple cameras, which I'm going to do.
Okay, so at the moment, they can have an overhead camera and their webcam on the side, both plugged into the computer, and they can switch easily between the two.
That's right.
But they can't have two on the screen at the same time until you've done the Manycam integration.
Unless they want to set up a separate call, which they can do in incognito mode.
Right.
And then in incognito mode, they can use that other camera. So then inside your call, you can have you on another camera view, your student, and then yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Like people are Zooming, dialing in from another device on Zoom sometimes.
Exactly right. And yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, great. Fantastic.
This episode is presented in collaboration with our friends at Tonebase. Tonebase is an online music education platform dedicated to making the highest level instruction affordable to students, teachers, and amateurs around the world. The Tonebase Piano Artist Roster features world-class concert pianists and recording artists like Garrick Olsen and Simona Dinnerstein. Legendary musicians like Leon Fleischer, gold medalists of Chopin, Cliburn, and Queen Elizabeth International competitions, as well as professors from top conservatories like Juilliard, Curtis, Eastman, Yale, and Peabody. In a library of over 150 high-quality in-depth videos, these artists share their insights with you on the craft of piano playing in all its breadth, including tutorials on intermediate and advanced repertoire, workshops on technique and musicianship, as well as interviews and special features. As a privilege of joining Top Music Pro, members receive free, unlimited access to the Tonebase Piano platform. Join Top Music Pro to experience the incredible resources Tonebase has to offer at topmusicpro.com. And for more information on Tonebase, visit tonebase.co/piano. That's tonebase.co/piano for more information.
So have you had teachers of various instruments testing it, and how is all the feedback, or, you know, from, you know, violins to, because I know you're quite focused in your schools on rock, so I should say guitar, bass, drums, and piano.
Right.
What about other instruments?
So I had somebody call me about a violin, actually, not that long ago, a couple of days ago, and they wanted to see if I was going to integrate violin. I said, it's likely that I'm not going to create a violin room. But I did say, if you're using Zoom now, just try my free account, because you get the ability to upload all your violin pieces right there. You can just create your own library. So she had said to me, well, can you have a library on your own? So I said, what I do with all my coaches is we have a Google Share Drive that everybody has access to. We've literally combined all of our lessons in one Google Drive. We've mapped it to each of the computers. So now on the fly, we can literally go to upload PDF, access that library, and pull up anything. So for teachers who want to do this, they get a chance to literally build a library of their own scores and chord charts, whatever it is, have access to it. They can share it amongst their other coaches. And once you do that, it makes it so simple. You've really customized your own lesson here. And another thing that I think that people have recognized that who've come from other schools not using this platform to us was, and I'm sure some of your coaches and teachers would probably say the same thing, parents don't feel there's any value. Like right now, I mean, you're a very handsome guy, but there are teachers that aren't so handsome. But, you know, a parent walks by.
None of my listeners, of course, Mike.
None of yours. Right. No, very handsome guy. So, you know, a parent walks by as the teacher's teaching, and the parent's like, oh, that's just a head. You know, I don't see a guitar. I don't see a piano. I don't see anything, a drum set. Well, now when a parent walks by, they see actual sheet music, they see chord charts, and the kids actually playing. So, I mean, there's a tremendous added value there. And, you know, what I tell people is, for those people who've lost students using Zoom, if you try this, if you get two or three, if you just get one student to sign up for 1 month because they left Zoom and you've got them now virtually, that's paid for your entire year subscription to this rockoutloud.live account. So right there, it's worth it. But parents see the value, you know? And parents also love the fact that there's no more email interaction anymore. They don't have to worry about checking their email, hitting spam, printer's not working. All those excuses are just gone.
It's a fantastic solution. Well, look, well done for what you've created. As I've said, I've enjoyed watching the progress, and I've enjoyed trying it out with my own students and also my children's teacher too. It's been great to explore. So thank you. Just remind us the cost. You can get it for free, but you don't get the on-screen database of sheet music, but you get all the other features. Is that pretty much right?
The only other feature you don't get is, well, you don't get the chords, you don't get the searches, and you don't have a custom ID, which means every single time that you use it, it's a generated or an auto-generated code. So you can't use the same code.
So that's still a matter of just going to the website and typing your name in anyway, isn't it? Like, it's dead easy. But you won't have a set thing. So it can't be rockoutloud.topmusic or whatever.
That's right. So the reason why, but that might be, it might be a bit of a challenge, because you have to literally send out those links right before all your students are ready for their lesson. You can't pre-send it out. So if you have Top Music, that link is yours, Tim, forever.
Got it.
So you could just have your student revert back to that link. Otherwise, if it's free, it's going to have to be something that's auto-generated every single time.
Okay. Don't let anyone else take that URL.
Top Music.
Please. Yeah.
Oh, I promise. But yeah, and then we have different plans. So we have a $9.95
plan. So tell us about the plans.
$9.95 gives you a custom ID, unlimited students. You know, there's no limit to that. Students are all free. And by the way, students All the apps on the App Store and Google Play, it's there. So it works for the iPad, the iPhone, the Android. And most kids are taking lessons that way. And it also works for PCs. So if they want to join with a laptop, a PC, a Mac, Chromebook, they can do that. So those are all free. But for a single license, it's $9.95. You get access to a 15 terabyte drive of music. You also get access to the chords for that one instrument that you've selected. And you also get your custom ID. I'm telling you, I really wanted to kill Zoom. I killed Zoom.com.
Really? I hadn't got that feeling yet.
So for $13.95, $1.04 less than what they're charging for on a regular license, you get all of our teaching rooms, which is six. You have piano, drums, ukulele, voice, a regular generic one, and then you have guitar. So you could do regular videos if you want, and they're all there. And this is what's amazing. Danny Thompson made this request, and that's why he said, Mike, what if you're in the room and you're going from guitar lessons to piano lessons to drum lessons? That means you got to end the call, and then you reestablish the call. So we were able, and this is what's been taking us so long, and it's costing me so much money, but it's such an add value. But you know what? That goes back to somebody like Danny saying this would be a great feature. So by doing this is you can click on these tabs that show you a guitar. It will actually launch the guitar and take whatever you had away without any interruptions. You could do the same thing with piano and drums. The student doesn't see anything. In fact, this is going to blow your mind. On the iPad and iPhone version, you have this. It looks amazing. You have three little toggles. You can select the toggle for the video and you see the teacher. You toggle the chords and then on your screen on your phone, you see all the chords. And you toggle the sheet music and you see all the sheet music. So if I'm going into a guitar lesson to a piano lesson and I toggle that, all the toggles on the phone change too. So that student can take a guitar lesson, a piano lesson, a drum lesson, and everything toggles within the session. You don't drop the call at all. It's flipping amazing. Zoom's not even close to that. So that's what I'm so psyched about. So it's all based for, like I said, this is built for music educators. It's people like you and I who really want to add value. And I got to think that your students would really appreciate this.
Mm. Well, guys, all I can say to all my listeners is go out and try this. There's absolutely nothing to lose. And you're going to experience particularly that very easy sign-up process and also the audio quality, which should just blow your mind and convert you pretty instantly. So thank you so much, Mike. Where do people go to find out more about Rock Out Loud?
Rockoutloud.live. It's right there. In fact, we're giving 7 days away for free. So you can sign up for whatever you want, no charge. You sign up for 7 days, you can see what it's all about. You can test it, make sure it's okay. And the one thing that I really want to address is you've said this so many times on your podcast. People have just gotten so used to, you know, relearning how to do virtual lessons in Zoom. Now they're going to go to a different platform. I want to address that. All your student needs is the link. There's no downloads. There's no registrations. If they know how to type their name and click join, that's all they have to do. So there's really very little to learn in terms of your clients. Your coaches, on the other hand, they have a barrage of all of these resources that they can't get anywhere else. So before they say, oh, I don't want to do another platform, people aren't going to like it, it's so simple. They click on the link. And if you click on the link on your iPhone or your iPad, it literally takes you to the App Store. You download it and then it launches. Even the ID is already there for you. Just got to type in your name and join the call. So we made it so it's super seamless. We didn't want people to struggle with the registration process.
Yeah, it's a good point because people have stressed out a lot about the change to online teaching. They've just got their head around Zoom. They've set up their multiple cameras and now we're going, well, here's something else to try. And it's like, oh God, do I have the brain capacity? Well, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, you guys are on holiday now. So everyone's got a little bit of downtime to play around with it. But as Mike has said, I've tested it. It is so easy. It's much simpler than anything else out there. So just go and try it out. I can't recommend it highly enough. Thank you very much for being a sponsor of the show as well, Mike. It's great to have your support. And happy July 17. What a great day.
The best day in the world. You got to see Tim's face. It's the best day in the world. Oh, Tim, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
Wonderful. Great to see you. And we'll keep in touch.
You bet. Thanks.
Now, as always, in today's episode, if you heard about anything that you didn't have a chance to write down, don't worry at all. We list everything you've heard about in this episode in our show notes. You can head to topmusic.co/episode199 to get all the links and information. Okay, so next week on the podcast, I am super excited because we have hit episode number 200. I can't believe we've got there. I started the podcast with no real intention of it ever being anything more than a few interesting episodes way back in February 2015. So I've been doing this for over 5 years now. I've loved every minute and I am super, super excited to let you know that we have a very, very special guest. He is the superstar online self-made music master, Jacob Collier. If you have ever seen his Instagram posts, his YouTube videos, Facebook, wherever you hang out, you've probably seen his face. He's a really young guy from England, and he not only unpacks a whole lot about how he composes, how on earth he plays so many instruments, how he does his live looping. We also talk about music today, music in the future, and he gives us a little performance to boot. So I can't wait to share that with you. It's been great fun working on 199 episodes with you all. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Topham, and we will hang out again in a week's time. See you then. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.